24/7.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching hour number three of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want just by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. Then we'll tell you about what Google is doing on the high seas. But first, we go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank. Frank, New York.
Hey, Frank. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Frank?
Listen, that caller that called about the Army being posted in the streets of the United States is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because on May 21st, 2008, on the Internet, an article that was published in Brisbane, Australia, entitled "A Secret Meeting of Congress Discusses Imminent Martial Law. As America Collapses, U.S. Government Secret Plans Revealed."
I remember that.
And the article states that Congress, for the first time in 40 years, had a closed session on March 13th, 2008. And what was revealed in the meeting was, number one, the imminent collapse of the U.S. economy to occur sometime in late 2008. Two, the imminent collapse of U.S. government finances sometime in mid-2009. The possibility of civil war inside the United States as a result of the collapse. The advance roundup of, quote, insurgent U.S. citizens, quote, as defined by Patriot Act 1 and 2 and Homeland Security Act, likely to move against the government. The detention of those rounded up at the REX 84 camps constructed throughout the United States in 36 states by Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown and Root. The possibility of public retaliation against members of Congress for the collapses. The location of safe facilities for members of Congress and their families to reside during massive civil unrest.
I'm sorry, Frank, I missed the beginning point. Where was this coming from?
This was actually coming from a closed session of Congress on March 13th of this year.
Didn't you come in and talk about that, Wayne, at the time?
I think I mentioned that I saw it. I don't think we actually talked about it on the air, though.
Well, what's interesting, the members of Congress were sworn to secrecy, but so many mm-hmm. of them were disturbed by this that they actually leaked it to the foreign press, since when they leaked it to the American press,
wow.
none of the major newspapers would publish it. So it actually was published in Brisbane, Australia, and from there it was published in Europe, and then in the United States, of course, because I remember reading this, I think, around May, if I'm not mistaken, sometime in early May. But what's interesting about it is many of the things, you know, have sort of, you know, come to pass. And I will say this, that I do fear that the martial law component would, if that does come to pass,
well,
as defined, you know, in the Military Commissions Act of 2006,
right?
The
that's
Army
where they
would
got rid
deployed.
Of the. That's where it was the Military Commissions Act where they got rid of posse comitatus, which was
that's
essentially
correct.
Something that was passed in the 1800s that prevented the U.S. military from being used on a policing basis
that's
here
correct.
In
that's
America. Correct. And so all of the blocks are in order, the things are in place in order for martial law to actually occur
right.
here in America. And you're saying that these people, these government people had a secret meeting back in early part of this year suggesting that it may be as soon as the end of this year before the
gas
starts hitting the fan.
That is correct.
So
now, what else I wanted to say, in New York, since 9/11, we often have Army people or National Guard people in Army uniform standing outside of, you know, Penn Station with submachine guns and, you know, different places. So in a sense, the population in New York is very, you know, calm and comforted in a sense by the Army's presence in the street. Or I should say National Guard troops in Army uniform on the streets of New York, you know, providing quote-unquote security. So in a sense, I think that may be the case too in other major cities around the United States. And you often see them, you know, at the airports. So in a sense, you know, if we're going to have martial law, that's going to be an essential component of that to keep civil order.
It's starting to feel like a banana republic, isn't it?
Exactly. Maybe the largest banana republic in the world, because we do have one characteristic of a banana republic is a huge debt that can't be serviced you know, in the immediate short term by the population of that country. And in that regard, we are probably the biggest banana republic. Listen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Great, and a great call, and I really appreciate you pointing that out tonight, because I do remember when you came in earlier this year and you said there was a secret closed-door meeting, and you were speculating at the time as to what they might have been saying in that particular meeting, and now Frank is saying he's actually got some of the notes.
No, I remember I had the notes there,
you
too.
Did? Oh, okay.
But I just don't recall if we talked about it on the air or offline or not. But
I don't either.
Yeah,
right on air.
I think it may have been a little bit too controversial at the time, or maybe not as well-researched or verified, so I don't think you wanted to go with it on the air at that time, but I remember discussing it with you off air.
Yeah, that may have been the case. So this is pretty disturbing stuff then.
It is, and actually about a month or two ago, I remember a lot of people, in they're pretty knowledgeable in economics and with the financial system, saying that mid-September was going to be the time when the next big wave of foreclosures, bankruptcies, whatever, were going to hit the financial system. It was going to be a pretty bad wave, worse than the Bear Stearns one, and it's proven to be correct.
And now what are we, 6 weeks out from the next election?
We are, and it looks like it's blowing up before they really wanted it to.
Well, I would think so. You know, if they are the people, you know, the people
powers
in the White House, then they would have liked to, you know, wait any problems until after the election when their guy was, you know, would have gotten in. So I don't know. I mean, it orchestrated.
We'll continue here.
Like
X is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, X. X is on the line. Hello?
What do we do about these troops? What are we going to do?
They're not here yet, and they, as far as what we're going to do is concerned, I would suggest some sort of peaceful civil disobedience be performed.
Well, yeah, I don't want to fight the American military. I mean, if you've seen any of the video footage out of their drones, like, there's nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
And, like, they'll use those on us. And, I mean, I don't see, like, civil disobedience working if the military's in the street, because basically the powers that be, if they got their knights down on your king, I mean, they got you.
Well, at some point it may have to go to violence. I hope to avoid that if at all possible. And so I think that, you know, we need to feel out the situation, see what exactly is going on, start brainstorming ways to be nonviolent, to be peaceful, and to be civilly disobedient, and to be non-cooperative, and encourage others to do that as well. Try those things out, see what happens, analyze the results, change the plan if necessary. But I'm going to be the last person calling for violence. But if what they want is violence and they start initiating force on people, then at some point it's only appropriate to respond in kind. At that point, if they start cracking in heads and they start hurting people and they start doing violence to us, then I think it is really it's going to be time to grab for the ballot box.
Stopping it.
Yeah.
You know, the power are a small number of people, and they'll do anything to maintain their power. And we have to remember that. So
afraid of those drones, because, like, I mean, you can dig a hole and you can put a space blanket over the top and the IR won't see you, but I don't see the gas coming out. Like, it's so hard to hide from those drones. And it would have to be a bunch of dudes just going on, like, walking tall missions, man. Like, just, I mean, individual actions. And it just wouldn't seem like that would you'd end up being an old man.
The drones are definitely an innovation, which hopefully won't be ever used in the U.S. citizenry. But obviously
they're using them right now. I live in Humboldt County, California, and they have drones flying over. I mean, they're using them here. Yeah, looking for pot plants and stuff. So I mean, they're flying them here, and so I mean, why, if they can fly them here, why wouldn't they fly them over your house?
It's mind-boggling to think about what could happen here as far as the police state cracking down ever further. I don't like to think about it, because I don't like to ponder violence, and I don't like to get into that mindset. And so let's keep it peaceful and keep our brainstorming to what we can do peacefully, civilly disobedient, non-cooperative, in order to slow down the machinations of the state and to stop the progression of the police state as much as we possibly can. I don't know what that means. I'm just, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. I'd love to hear some other ideas. And
it's about the line in the sand.
Well, everyone does need to have a line in the sand. And I think that them initiating violence, and I thank you for the call tonight, them initiating violence directly, I understand one could make the argument they've been initiating violence, but them actually hurting people that you're close to and you're nearby, that seems like the line in the sand for me. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
In the new global economy, it's easy to become focused on national news and international networking. But perhaps you've come up empty when it comes to local opportunities to make a difference. What can you do? Go on a learning spree by following local news and subscribing to local newspapers and attending town meetings or chamber of commerce functions. You should make it a goal to add at least one community member to your personal contacts every month. By deepening your involvement with your community, you'll become aware of social opportunities with which your company can connect. Along the way, you'll also improve your assessment of your company's social performance in the local community. A great starting point for making a difference. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features, they are free, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, you can download an entire year's worth of them right there from the front page of the website. Click, and they're yours. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy that. Again, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org, and highly recommend you go and take a look at the Free State Project. I mean, as the news becomes more and more dire about this situation we're facing in this country with this American police state that just keeps getting worse, you have to ask yourself if you have a line in the sand as far as, you know, when it's time to reach for the ballot box. Well, do you have another line that's maybe earlier on, like where you're ready to take action that's not violent? I mean, people shouldn't just jump right to violence. We need to try everything we possibly can first that's peaceful in order to hopefully evolve instead of revolve. I know it's called the Second American Revolution, but I like the idea of evolving past this idea of government and this idea of the coercive state. Let's try everything that's peaceful that we possibly can to get to that end goal before violence is resorted to. Do you have a line in the sand that is the line that it'll take for the state to cross in order for you to join the Free State Project, in order for you to move to New Hampshire, in order for you to get active in peaceful ways, whether it be inside the political system or in the marketplace, non-cooperative activism? Do you have a line? And if you don't, you should think about it. Maybe they've crossed it years ago and you're ready to move. Go to freestateproject.org. Get signed up, because if things do get worse, there's still going to be no better place to be than in New Hampshire, surrounded by people that think similarly to you.
One thing I can tell you, I can predict for the future as far as government goes, it's not going to get smaller.
Yeah, that's a safe. I'd say that's a safe prediction.
And all government is really a monopoly privilege on the use of force. So are they going to use more force on American citizens?
Well, many repressive regimes have collapsed on their own without firing a shot, and let's hope and pray that happens in this case.
I agree. Let's continue and talk to Matt, listening to in Illinois on the AMP line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I'm listening on the Internet.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay. I was actually going to call on Tuesday, but I didn't get the time. But I was talking to a buddy of mine. And he's a homeowner here in Illinois, and property values have been dropping precipitously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out here in the western suburbs at the edge of civilization. And he got his property tax bill about a week or so ago, and they put the value of his home up a couple of $1,000s, raised his taxes.
Right.
So he called his local bureaucrat, and was talking to him about it and saying, you know, look, this is wrong. Property values have gone down. My taxes should go down. And the bureaucrat more or less laughed in his face and said, your taxes will never go down.
Wow.
We need the money to pay for the schools and the roads and the police
Right.
And
you know,
the fire.
These bureaucrats got fat and lazy on the property tax values that were going up during this property boom that went on over a few years ago. Everyone remembers it. And they got used to that money. Can you imagine them saying, well, no,
we're going to cut back.
Yeah, we're going to cut back because we know it's tough on everybody. Come on.
Well, wait, so there's no abatement process there in Illinois?
I'm sorry. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just relating to you something that I was told.
Wow, that's amazing.
I don't have to worry about that.
Yet another comparison between the New Hampshire bureaucrats and the bureaucrats elsewhere. Again, the bureaucrats here are just a little bit nicer. They do have an abatement process where you go in, you basically say, look, here's five other houses that sold in the general vicinity. You know, they're comparable. This is what they sold for. Here's what mine sold for. Here's the value from an independent guy that came to look at it. And you show them all this paperwork that basically says, hey, my house is worth less. And they pretty much have to value it down. But,
well, that sounds like a lot of footwork.
Yeah, well,
oh, sure it is.
If it'll save you $1,000 a year or whatever, it's probably worthwhile. Sorry to hear about that story.
Well, I don't know. Here's the rest of the story.
Okay.
Right? I don't know about the abatement process or anything, but I do know that he lives in a subdivision where there's about half a dozen empty homes right now that cannot sell, and there's a number of people who have sold it, maybe half what the houses have been valued at. They've been selling it for real, real dirt cheap out there. Because
should be able to show comparables.
Where,
sure, and that drives the price down further.
Right. So he went over to a neighbor's house, and there was four or five of them gathered at this one guy's house, and this is just something that they do. And he said, hey, did anybody else get their tax records? And they were talking, and one of his neighbors, you know, they all said, yeah, we got them, and they were all mad as hell. And one of his neighbors actually came right out and said, you know, there's going to be a revolution in this country. we cannot keep taking this up.
Now, yeah.
These are
talk
people
is cheap.
They don't know well, but these are guys that are just regular blue-collar workers who aren't listening to Liberty Radio, as far as I know, mm-hmm. who aren't going to Liberty websites or anything like that. These are just your standard run-of-the-mill blue-collar Republicans talking together.
I think it's good. It's good good to have people talking like that behind closed doors, and I hope.
Well, I hope that when they're saying revolution, they want to change. They're not looking for people to get hurt.
Oh, I think this guy was talking violent revolution. I mean, yeah. I don't know the guy personally, but
that's kind of the implication with the revolution.
Kind of neighborhood.
Right. But that's right. The kind of stuff the powers that be are afraid of. And,
sure, they are.
And the more rapacious government becomes with taxation. Regardless of how desperate they are, it leads to three things, fight, flight, and fraud.
Right. People can only put up with it financially for so long before they'd be put out on the street. Matt, thanks for the call tonight and the story. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Blake in North Carolina. Blake, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Blake. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about that article you're reading about the Army unit being stationed in the United States.
Yes.
I'm actually in the military, so I want to give you a different, maybe less hysterical perspective on it.
Okay, sure.
The most important line in that article is probably stating the fact that they spent the last 35 or the last 60 months in Iraq, and now they're going to take a tour of 12 months back home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that screams rest and recuperation. And anything else they might be doing, whether it's crowd control or whatever, it's simply because they have to have some kind of mission. They can't just be, resting on their laurels, doing nothing. So the command gets together and is like, okay, what are we going to teach these guys? Well, we're in the United States. Let's do crowd control. Okay, fine.
How come they haven't been reporting that all along, though? I mean, why haven't all the soldiers that come back from Iraq been on civil patrol or whatever it is that they're claiming here?
Why wouldn't they report that's what they're doing?
Yeah, it seems like a news article. In news articles, you don't report on horses, you report on zebras.
Right.
So, why haven't they been saying that that's what's been going on with all the troops that have been coming back from Iraq?
I think it's all speculation, but the article was from the Army Times, and they like to talk themselves up a bit. These are the new missions we are capable of doing. This is our new skill set we're capable of, and they're just bragging themselves up. It's not necessarily.
I see where you're coming from on that, and I definitely understand it is the Army time, so they want to make it look like, look, now we're coming home to help out the people at home. That's certainly the thrust of the article. However, when it does come time to steal guns from people, lock up civil disobedience, and harass people, they are going to follow those orders. Most of them, probably not you, but most of them. More on the way. Thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
High gasoline prices got you down. Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at FreeTalkLive.com. All the features are free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking this diet supplement called Dexy20 for, well, I guess, 6 or 7 weeks now, and I've lost 5 pounds. And, you know, it may not seem like a whole bunch to lose 5 pounds, but when you think about, I haven't done anything different. I'm not going out and exercising. I'm not eating any different. I just don't feel like eating as much, and I'm losing weight. All I have to do to lose weight, all you have to do to lose weight with Dexy20 is take the pills twice a day. You know, go to Walgreens, CVS, GNC, get started losing weight the easy way with Dexy20 or diet.freetalklive.com.
As we continue with your calls, Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So on the subject of the Army and the posse comitatus and stuff, I'm finding, you know, I call myself an anarchist political activist, and that's just because I'm trying to do what I think is the most direct path towards liberty as I see it. And something that I see really works well with these people, not immediately, not completely, but works well with some of these people.
These people being government people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Legislators.
Gotcha.
The Constitution, they all have a mystical reverence somehow for the Constitution, even if they've never read it, even if they wipe their butts with it, they think they should follow it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to read you 3 sentences, okay? Just 3 sentences.
Okay.
They're short ones. From the New Hampshire Constitution, Part the First, the Bill of Rights. New Hampshire Constitution's cool because they put the Bill of Rights first. And before I do, just one little note. Militia, back in the day, meant every able-bodied man between the ages of 18 and 60-something.
Yeah.
Okay, so So the militia was supposed to be everybody.
Gotcha.
Okay. Three articles. They come one after the other. Number one, a well-regulated militia is the proper, natural, and sure defense of a state. The very next article says, standing armies are dangerous to liberty and ought not to be raised or kept up without the consent of the legislature. Keep in mind that the legislature gets reelected every 2 years, mm-hmm. kind of like the federal thing. Lastly, the very next article says, quote, in all cases and at all times, the military ought to be under strict subordination to and governed by the civil power.
What's that mean?
What that means is it basically tries to say you can basically what it tries to say is the average person is what ought to be defending the country. The militia, just you right. and me with our own guns, that's the defense of the country. And that standing armies are dangerous. You shouldn't do them. And if you're going to do one, the legislature has to vote it in and has to keep it in. It has to be kind of a, if you will, a popular thing, which unfortunately it's sort of become popular, but
yeah.
popular in the sense of actively popular. Like, are we going to do this again? Yes. Okay. We'll keep it up.
Now, that was for if New Hampshire wanted to start its own military?
Well, it always did have.
I don't know.
This is the New Hampshire Constitution. The theory was that when the larger political unit, like the Confederacy or later the United States,
mm-hmm.
needs a whole bunch of guys with guns, the governor of the state would call up the militia and might offer the militia to the president. And that there wouldn't be an army at all times.
Right.
There wouldn't be an army or a navy. They just wouldn't be. What would happen is the militia would get called up, and they would act as an army, probably for 2 year stints. And if you haven't repelled the invader in 2 years, then fine. You vote that the army keep going because you're still under attack.
And I would assume the governor of each state also has the right to say no. Which if the conflict is not perceived as just by many of the governors,
occupying the streets of America.
Yes, then maybe they wouldn't have enough guys to do it.
Exactly, that's the theory of how our defense is laid out, and the fact that these three articles are boom, 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 one after the other, and they're not big long ones; they're one sentence articles. That's for a reason; it's to get the point across.
The New Hampshire Constitution actually also has a right to revolution, as I understand it.
Yeah, it does, and in fact, I had some words from my own so-called representative. They did their typical crap. Actually, it's not very typical. It's typical, to be frank with you, of the people that are currently in power.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it, the Democratic Party that's in power now that hasn't been in power for 100 years and I hope is not in power for another 100 years, they're doing this stuff a lot more frequently than is tradition, I should say. They held a special emergency session. They were out of session months ago. It's all over. You're done. You're supposed to wait a couple more months before you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They had an emergency session. The first thing they did in the emergency session was suspend all their own rules.
Of course.
Yeah, that's always scary when they do that.
Oh, yeah. Then that's so they could ram down some legislation without having to follow the rules, which involve at least two public hearings before anything
nice.
Is signed into law.
Yeah, they don't like that.
And the emergency was, it's going to be winter, it's going to be cold, and fuel prices are high, so we need to give $10 million to those who cannot afford their heating oil this winter. And unfortunately, that passed. And so, my words to my representative, which, of course, I put as an op-ed in the newspaper because I want not just the rep to read it but the voters, are that,
yeah, sure.
Hey, Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution gives us our right to revolution, and it actually spells out when we're supposed to do it.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
When does it?
It says that when government, let's see, it says the government is supposed to be for the whole community and not for the private interest of any one man, family, or class of men. And that what you voted to do, Ms. Representative,
is to benefit a class of people.
Benefit, exactly, one class of people, those who cannot afford their heating oil, at my expense.
Dennis, do you want people to freeze this winter? You're such a heartless libertarian.
Well, I think when you talk about these things, I think what you have to do when you chastise them for doing it this way is to give the alternative of how it could be better done. Otherwise, you're just looking like a curmudgeon.
That's why I called you out, Dennis. What's the solution to helping people with eating problems?
Well, this is what I suggested. I said, well, you could have done this honorably by offering up some of your own money and suggesting that others do the same, in which case I would have been first in line to join you.
Great point.
Excellent.
Great point. Love it. Dennis,
and of course,
great point.
There's my favorite line of the entire thing, and it's in the Right to Revolution. The doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind.
Is that correct?
That sounds to me like civil disobedience.
Yep, absolutely. And it's high time for more of it, I think. One of my favorite parts in the New Hampshire Constitution has to be Article 1, which says that all men are born equally free and independent, therefore all government of right originates from the people, is founded in consent. So,
well, there's also an article in the New Hampshire Constitution that says that every man should be able to bear arms in defense of himself, his family, and the state, which is the most disturbing part of that. But they've passed unconstitutional laws in that regard. New Hampshire has some of the most restrictive weapons laws against convicted felons. I know. I am one. And I can't so much as hold a steak knife without committing a felony in the state of New Hampshire.
Well, that's why it's time for people to stop participating and start non-cooperating and stop obeying these people, because they do not rule you. They should not rule you. They are men and women just like the rest of us, and they need to be seen that way, just like how people in the courtroom today did not stand for the so-called judge as he walked in. He's just a man in a robe yelling at people. So let's start seeing these people for who they really are. They're S-stinks too. Dennis,
and at the same time, we've got to be up on the soapbox, on the TV stations, on the newspapers, on the radio, calling them out. And at the same time, we've got to be working on the inside, getting our people who agree with us to start rolling back the bad laws. It's got to happen boom, boom, boom. We're going to leave them nowhere to run.
All right, Dennis, I'm putting you on the spot. Quick prediction. You've got like 150 NH Liberty approved candidates running this year in the general election. How many are going to get elected?
I don't know. All I know is if even a quarter of them do, it's going to be one heck of a Liberty caucus.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Even in these remaining moments, we'll sneak you in. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask you to go and promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn a variety of different ways that you can help more listeners come to this program and help expose them to the message of freedom and liberty, which, unfortunately, they're just not getting anywhere else in mass media. Not that we're that mass of media, but we're probably the most mass of any liberty-oriented media
out there. We're trying to get as mass as possible.
Yeah, exactly. So help us out by promoting the show at promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls. Neko is on the line, or Nico, rather, in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know, I'm always the one who calls and asks questions about how certain things would work without the government. And I believe in complete and total free market solutions for everything. But, you know, there's always questions I have to ask. But the question tonight I want to ask is about the whole financial crisis that we're going through now. And, I mean, it seems like what we're going through right now is a problem. But what I want to know is, how do you think that without the government, some situation like this wouldn't come up? Because, for example, I watched Bush's speech tonight, and he was talking about, and let me just say I really don't like this guy, but I was watching his speech just because I like to have an unbiased opinion about things. And he was talking about how, you know, the price of houses went up and people had the confidence in it and everybody was buying houses and things like that. And too many people, I guess, bought houses because they built too many houses and not enough people were buying them later and it caused a problem. This seems like an economic thing that would happen naturally. What would the government have done to cause such a situation like this? And do you think that something like this would happen without the government regulating the economy?
No, I don't believe so. Here's why. Starting in the 90s, you had a factor, first of all, where the banks were pressured into opening up more and more loans for people who couldn't really afford them. And some banks were actually labeled as racist, or they were threatened that they wouldn't be able to expand unless they started making these loans to so-called subprime borrowers. One, so that's government intervention in the economy right there. And then the interest rates they were charging during this boom cycle in real estate were artificially low. The Federal Reserve was driving down interest rates artificially, and then you had the Fed chairman in 2003 encouraging people to take out adjustable rate mortgages. So the banking system was and the government were encouraged and cheering people on to do this stuff. And I had neighbors where I live who were doing it, and I didn't want to do it because I knew better, and I really have a strong set of principles on how to manage my financial life. But I watched people around me getting rich because they were flipping houses and they were in these houses and had all this equity. I knew it wasn't going to last. I knew it was going to fall through. But you see, government intervention in the economy begets more government intervention, which begets more. And that's why you have
and
all
the more intervention, the more the market is just shifted off of where it would normally be, the more malinvestment that you see as a result of the intervention.
Yes, because all of a sudden the market thinks that there's a demand for houses when there really wasn't. There were just people who wanted to buy houses to flip them and make money. So you had people owning 2, 3, 4, 5 houses or more because they were going up in value. And they thought it would pay off if they could hold on to them for a year or so and flip them. And then, of course, the music stopped and they were stuck with them. They had to walk away from them. And now you have all these empty houses and swimming pools breeding mosquitoes. And it's all because of government intervention into the economy. Now, if they had allowed the United States to have a recession after the dot-com bubble burst, which they caused also, by the way, then at least the malinvestment could have been flushed out then. But it wasn't politically popular for politicians to allow that to happen. So they try to intervene. They try to pump the economy back up artificially. And, of course, run a fiat money system so they can print money and they can create money out of thin air and credit to their heart's content with a click of a mouse.
And that's what they're doing now. They were doing it then, and that's what they're doing now with the bailouts.
Yes.
So they'll just keep pumping more artificial money into the system, and inflation will continue to happen, and it may stave off the absolute crash for a little while longer, but as Gardner was pointing out earlier this week, all it's going to do is delay the inevitable and make the inevitable worse.
And they keep doing that, and it's a real problem. Now, these bailouts, as we've said before, are highly, highly inflationary because they're creating more money, and they're bailing people out, and they're rewarding bad behavior and imprudent behavior by these institutions.
Right, didn't you say the right. executives of these banking firms or these investment firms are going to get golden parachutes or something like that?
Well, they want to, and now there's a big outcry against it, and Paulson saying, no, they're not. They're going to cut that back. So, okay, they'll only get $100 million, so $200 million, mm-hmm. Who knows? But that's the pattern of behavior.
What it really comes
people.
Down to is that the Federal Reserve and all its little rules has made money less valuable. If money were backed by gold, then money is gold, and you're going to protect it like gold. If money were protected like silver, any commodity out there.
Right. Nobody's going to bail you out if you make a bad investment.
Currently, any bank that's, all banks are essentially franchises of the central bank. They're given legally the ability that when you give them a dollar, they're legally allowed to loan 9. We're told, sort of in school that they take in dollars and they loan them out. They don't mention they take in $1 and loan out 9. And,
there's more to it than that. When you sign your name onto a loan, that money's actually created from thin air, so it's not even being loaned out. They're creating that money
it's
in their account.
It's loaned out. They're creating those $8. Do you understand?
No. What I'm saying is that when you go in to get a home loan and you sign on the line on the loan paperwork, that money did not come from the other people that just deposited money earlier that day. That
sure, that's
money
what
was
I just
created
said.
From – maybe I misunderstood you.
Okay.
That money
– when you deposit $1, they can loan 9. The way that they loan those dollars is by getting someone to agree to borrow that money.
Which doesn't exist in the first place.
Yeah, well, the $1 does.
The banks are extremely leveraged. But I might add that in contrast to the Great Depression, for example, where we were still on a semblance of a gold standard, the government really couldn't inflate as much back then because everyone had gold in the early 30s. So we had a deflationary depression, which actually is not as harmful as an inflationary or hyperinflationary. Prices went down, so the little money that was there still bought more than it did before. Whereas in a hyperinflationary depression, it's far worse because even if you have some money, it's not worth anything.
Nico, did you get all that?
Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of don't understand how the Federal Reserve can artificially raise and lower interest rates and stuff like that.
The banks follow at their beck and call.
That's right.
Yeah.
The banks are essentially an extension of the Federal Reserve, and so the Federal Reserve controls all the switches.
It's a cartel.
The banks just have to jump when they say jump.
But, if the market decided the interest rates, then the interest rates would always be self-adjusting, and they would be indicative of the supply and demand of money. But when you have a situation where you have what's known as negative real interest rates, where they're creating money faster at a higher rate than the interest rate that you can pay or even have a loan out against, they call that negative real interest rates. And during those periods of time, it happened in the 70s, it's happening now, that's when commodities go through a boom cycle because people want to get their money into something tangible.
Commodities are real.
Yes,
money
they're
is
real.
Fake.
There you go, Nico. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. Back to the snitch society. Wayne, you've got a story about how it's happening here in America, which we've already known, but it's just another aspect of it. So what's going on?
Well, you're talking about over in Britain. Mm-hmm. Well, last weekend, the BBC reported that the U.S. schools are doing the very same thing. When police armed response units pulled up to Scripps Ranch High School, it was bad news for the teenage boys carrying a replica machine gun around campus. For the student who tipped off police, though, things were looking up. Under an incentive scheme at Scripps Ranch, a large San Diego high school, students can call a special tip line to report suspicious activity on campus. Callers whose tips lead to arrests or charges can earn themselves rewards up to $1,000. That buys a few iPods, doesn't it? Yes, sir. The Scripps Ranch tip was accurate. One 16-year-old student had brought a fearsome-looking gas-powered pellet gun into the school, which he sold to a fellow pupil for $150.
By the way, before you go on, I was talking to the guy who lives next door to me, and he's in his 70s. But he said, yeah, we used to bring our guns to school, leave them in the corner.
Wow.
They walked to school. Yeah. They shot their food.
Oh, yeah. He could have been attacked by a bear on the way to school.
So there were several guns left in the corner.
Hmm.
Well, that's true. But kids weren't on all these behavioral drugs and everything either back then. But
they weren't told guns are bad either.
That's true. Neither boy seemed to be intent on criminal damage. Instead, police say the buyer was probably hoping to find time for a little target practice in the canyons around Scripps Ranch. So even the cops knew he meant no harm.
Mm-hmm.
But weeks after a deadly shooting spree at a high school in Red Lake, Minnesota, fears of violence in U.S. schools are running high once more. Under a zero-tolerance approach to weapons in school, carrying anything from a replica Uzi to a simple camping knife through the gates could lead to disciplinary procedures, expulsion, and possible conviction.
So, basically, young people have been encouraged to snitch at school for a long time. I mean, even since I remember when I was in school, they were encouraging people to snitch. But I don't know if there was a price tag of $1,000, that bounty. I don't know if that was available at that time. That seems kind of new to me. And
this is going on at over 2,000 U.S. schools today.
Wow. Yep, and they'll expand out from there. Snitch on your neighbors, snitch on your friends, turn them all in, and you'll get cash, cash, cash. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.